Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Austin Peterson here, former presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party and owner of the LibertarianRepublic.com and LibertyViral.com. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm not doing my regular video live stream this morning simply because when breaking news hits, I'm not always looking my best. Besides, I don't want to sit still, look pretty, okay? Sometimes I just want to do a little audio show, react to the breaking news of the day because this is a big story and I want to talk to you guys about it. And I want to be intellectually honest. You know, people attack me and criticize me because I criticize Gary Johnson, but I try and be objective and I try to be fair because I think it's important to be objective. And when I criticize Gary, I'm not doing it because of any kind of personal bias. I do it because objectively I care about libertarian principles. But the question that we have this morning is one of humanity. It's not really one about foreign policy. It's one about the humanity of one man, that is Governor Gary Johnson. And I think that the clip that we saw this morning from MSNBC, I can't play it for you guys right now. I'll just go ahead and give you a little summary. The clip that we saw this morning from MSNBC that's blowing up on the internet right now is a clip that shows the humanity of Governor Gary Johnson and one that gets to the base question of what are we looking for in a president of the United States. Certainly, we all think that the president of the United States should be held to a higher standard. So when MSNBC asked Governor Gary Johnson this morning, what would you do about Aleppo? He stumbled. And when I say he stumbled, it wasn't as if it was some kind of a major gaffe like the media is trying to pretend that it is. Because, you know, when you get the mainstream media, the political establishment of the Republican Party and of the Democratic Party all piling on the Libertarian candidate, you better think twice before jumping on board. Now, this isn't some kind of knee-jerk reaction or me just defending the party because it's my party. This is me defending Gary Johnson because a lot of people came out instantly this morning and said, oh, Austin, you would have never made that gaffe. I wish Austin had been the candidate. They would have said, well, guys, obviously I would have loved to have been the candidate too, but the truth is that I'm human as well. And, you know, I ran my entire campaign on the fact that I was a normal person who just cared about the country. And the president of the United States isn't supposed to have this so much power. So when they said, Gary, what would you do about Aleppo? He responded honestly by saying, what is Aleppo? What is Aleppo? Now, I knew what Aleppo was. I knew it was a city in Syria. But the reason why I knew that is, one, because I'm getting foreign policy briefings from my girlfriend who has been talking about it the last couple of days. She's been talking about the potential chemical gas attacks that have been going on over in Syria. So it is a big story. But the president of the United States can't know everything. He just can't. And that's really why we're libertarians. Why? Because we know that it is impossible for one person to know everything. That's why we limit the power of the presidency. We limit the power of the presidency to do things about Aleppo. We limit the power of the president to do things about Cleveland. Like, what would you do if somebody asked you a question like, as president of the United States, what would you do about Cleveland? What are you supposed to answer to something like that? What would you do about Cleveland? What are you supposed to do about it? Now, you can have the only person who probably would have answered that question perfectly and known exactly what they were going to do would be who? Hillary Clinton. So if you're looking for a candidate based on foreign policy experience, Hillary Clinton is your candidate, right? And Hillary Clinton knows where Aleppo is. Do you know why? Because she's already planning on sending the drones there. Okay, and Donald Trump wouldn't know the difference between Aleppo and Alpo. Okay, that's just the truth. So, you know, I'm all for fair criticism of a candidate, but I don't think this is fair. You know, they asked Sarah, the mainstream media asked Sarah Palin, what kind of magazines did she read? And then they beat her up over it when she couldn't answer it. They asked Gary, what would you do about Aleppo? Okay, that's a vague question. You know, in 5 a.m. in these interviews, it's perfectly normal to have brain farts on this. You know, I'm all for fair criticism of the guy, but this is not it. This is not fair. And Gary already responded this morning with, I think, what is a pretty reasonable response. Listen to this. This is Governor Johnson's response to the criticism. This morning, I began my day by setting aside any doubt that I'm human. Yes, I understand the dynamics of the Syrian conflict. I talk about them every day. But hit with, what about Aleppo? I immediately was thinking about an acronym, not the Syrian conflict. I blanked. It happens. And it will happen again during the course of this campaign. Can I name every city in Syria? No. Should I have identified Aleppo? Yes. Do I understand its significance? Yes. As governor, there were many things I didn't know off the top of my head. But I succeeded by surrounding myself with the right people, getting to the bottom of important issues, and making principled decisions. It worked. That's what a president must do. That would begin clearly with daily security briefings that, to me, will be the fundamental job of being a president. You know, it's highly unlikely that most of the country knows where Aleppo is. You know, even if you do hold this Johnson to a higher standard, the phrasing of this question has definitely got a very gotcha kind of a feel to it, guys. So, I mean, here's the thing. What do you want in a president? Do you want a president who, if they don't know something, makes it up? Or says something like what Donald Trump said last night in ISIS? Let me read this to you. This is a response that we had Donald Trump made last night when it comes to ISIS. They asked him about ISIS. He said, the question was this. It's one of the important national security faces. You've described at times different components of a strategy, military, cyber, financial, and ideological. Could you expand on these for a little bit? He goes, well, that's it. And you know, cyber is becoming so big today. It's becoming something that a number of years ago, short number of years ago, wasn't even a word. And now the cyber is so big. And you know, you look at what they're doing with the internet, how they're taking recruiting people through the internet. And part of it is the psychology, because so many people think they're winning. And you know, there's a whole big thing, even today, psychology, where CNN came out with a big poll. Their big poll came out today that Trump is winning. It's good psychology, you know? It's good psychology. I know that for a fact because people that didn't call me yesterday, they're calling me today. So that's the way life works, right? All right, so let me ask you something. Would you rather have Gary Johnson, who when asked a question that he didn't know off the top of his head, says, no, what is that? Right? Answers like that. Or would you rather have a commander-in-chief that says something, the blathering idiocy that comes out of Donald Trump's mouth when he obviously doesn't know what the hell he's talking about? Again, if you're looking for the candidate with the foreign policy creds, because that's what you care about, you're going to have to go with Hillary Clinton. This isn't a support of Hillary Clinton. You know me. This isn't what I'm doing here. But a lot of my supporters came up and said this morning, and you know, I love you guys, and I certainly don't want to, I hate criticizing the people who love me, but the truth is when they say, Austin, you would have done so much better on the question, I can't say that I would. I can't say that I would. I would have said, what do you want me to do about Aleppo? Right? The truth is here's probably what I might have said. I would have said, well, the president doesn't have any constitutional authority to do anything unless Congress acts. And that's that. But everybody wants the president to be a superhuman. They want them to be a Superman. They want the president of the United States to know everything. Yeah, you just can't. You just can't know everything. And that's why we're libertarians. Because we know that now no one person can know everything. And honestly, I'm frankly sick and tired of the hero worship that goes on for the role of president. I just wish we could have a Calvin Coolidge again, who just would leave everybody alone, stay the hell out of everybody's business, including the business of the people of Aleppo. Yeah, I said it. You know, the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, I don't cry myself to sleep at night over every single tragedy that happens around the world. That's the truth. You just can't. You can't. You would go absolutely bonkers. You just can't. Every day there are terror attacks. Every day. And every day the president of the United States has to come out and feign as if they care. They can't. They can't. And the expectations that people place on the president are part of the reason why the president has too much power. That's part of the problem. Because we think that presidents are so supposed to be superhuman. Yes, they are supposed to be held to a higher standard. I will give you that. But just because you don't at 5 a.m., you can't answer what would you do about Aleppo. It's not like they didn't ask him what is Aleppo. Right, maybe if they said what is Aleppo, you might have gotten a different answer. But when they say what would you do about Aleppo? You know, I would like to make a bet with you guys. I'll bet you that all three of the major presidential candidates, Gary Johnson, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, I'll bet that none of them can name the capitals of all 50 states. Does anybody want to make a bet on this one? I'll bet you if you sat Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Gary Johnson down, all three of them, and said, all right, name the capitals of all 50 states, they would be able to do it. Does that make them unfit to be commander-in-chief? I don't think so. Because like what Governor Gary Johnson says, he's got to surround himself with the right people. And that's what you do as president. You hire a foreign policy team. Somebody else came out there and said, well, Austin, what about Rand Paul? Rand Paul would have known the answer to that question. Yeah, you know why? Because Rand Paul is a senator and gets national security briefings. Gary Johnson is running an outsider third-party campaign trying to bust down the two-party system, and he doesn't get national security briefings. He doesn't even get Secret Service detail. All right? So you guys got to take it easy. And when the mainstream media and the GOP and the DNC are all piling on Gary, that's when you guys need to start questioning. Look at this. This is a story Josh Guckert wrote at the New York Times. You got to read this. This is amazing, guys. Go to LibertarianRepublic.com right now and take a look at this. Top story. New York Times hits Johnson. Doesn't know what Aleppo is, but criticizes him anyway. Listen to this. On Thursday, Alan Rappaport of the New York Times printed an article on Gary Johnson's gaffe, being able to identify Aleppo. He says, Gary Johnson, the former New Mexico governor and Libertarian Party presidential nominee, revealed a surprising lack of foreign policy knowledge on Thursday that could rock his insurgent candidacy when he could not answer a basic question about the crisis in Aleppo, Syria. A basic question, right? However, it had to be revised. The article did. An earlier version of this article incorrectly called the city of Aleppo the de facto capital of the Islamic State and an ISIS stronghold. Raqqa in northern Syria is the de facto ISIS capital. If the Times cannot identify such an important detail, do they have ground to criticize Johnson? Well, yes, they do, Josh, because that's their job. Worse yet, they had the entire internet on hand to research their article, but Johnson had a few seconds and a gotcha question from an MSNBC moderator. As this news story picks up attention, it's hopeful we see more of the hypocrisy of criticizing the Libertarian nominee for an information not many Americans would know otherwise. Many have lauded the trademark honesty he expressed in his official explanation research earlier. Yeah, I got to give you credit on that, Josh. But, you know, we all know the truth. We all know the truth. Yes, the president is held to a higher standard. Yes, he could have answered that question better. But this is not the sword to fall on, guys. This is definitely not the sword to fall on. And, you know, I got a question when everybody's piling on. A lot of these people have ulterior motives. And listen, you guys, you know, I criticize Gary all the time. I do it all the time. But, I mean, my people are like, Austin, you would have answered that question so much better. Guys, I don't know. I honestly don't know. And that's what makes me human. Okay? And that's what I like about Gary's response is because when you don't know the answer to something, just ask. Just ask. You can't know everything, guys. Stop trying to make the president out to be some kind of a superhero. They're not. He's a human being like the rest of us. He puts his pants on, left leg, left leg, just like the rest of us. So take it easy on Gary over Aleppo, okay? A lot of people have special interests, okay? There are a lot of people who have special interests in the Middle East. And they're going to be the people who are going to be like, oh, well, he's a blathering idiot over that. Yeah, because they have a special interest in the refugee crisis. They have a special interest in the problem of ISIS or Russia in Syria. Yeah, these are questions that we do need to solve. These are questions that we do need to answer. But the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, is that, this is not the sword to fall in. Thanks very much for listening to the show today. Do you read the LibertarianRepublic.com every day? I know a lot of you guys are complaining about ads, but the truth is that a year ago, somebody came up to me and said, Austin, I don't like the site with the ads. I'll give you $5 a month and you can get rid of the ads for me. And I was like, boom, business idea. So yeah. So no, the idea wasn't to trap you into buying a membership, somebody who was criticizing me today on my Facebook page. No, actually the ads were going to stay there forever, but somebody came along and said, Austin, I'll pay you to get rid of them. And I was like, oh wow, business opportunity. So I'm actually offering these memberships to my website as a bonus for people who are readers of the site. If you read the site every day, you can go to the members login page. Let me show you guys, actually. I can pull this up for you because it's not too hard for me to do a little display capture for y'all. So let me show you something. You're going to like this. Check this out. See that website right there? Look how beautiful that is. Look at that. No ads, no pop-ups. Just check this out. Now, if you want that membership, go over there. Click on purchase membership right there. Just click on purchase membership, $5 a month or $55 for a year. Look, cancel anytime. Just try it for a month. If you don't like the ads, if you're a regular reader of the site, help support libertarian journalism. We're trying to spread the message of economic freedom and personal liberty. And of course, don't forget to check out libertyviral.com as well, where the Liberty Lore is covering the big news of the day as well as the small news of the day. No public bathroom shouldn't provide free tampons. That's a good one, Liberty Laura. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks very much for listening to the show. You guys have a fantastic day, and I will see you all on the flip side.